should not, but the treasurer should have perfect truth. They sell $100,000 in calories. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I also make the Buddha's truth, one with myself.
Should the Buddha, should the Dharma, should the Sangha. Events of recent months have strongly reinforced my sense that we're in a time when a lot of karma is coming due within our Sangha. I include all, both monastic and lay trainees, in this thought. Because our life is impermanent, and because heavy karma can come due really at any time for any of us, as Rinpoche used to say, something can come in out of left field at any time. What I'll say this morning is really just a description of a period that is a little more intense than normal. But really, most of the time, normal is intense enough for most of us. Sometimes it can be harder to have to stand by and sympathetically watch people we love very much suffer, go through hardships, than it is to go through them ourselves. And there's times when we might well wish, both for ourselves and for others, that we had a magic wand that we could just wave around and put all of us in a state of safety and tranquility and happiness. Well, that's not going to happen. And if we think about it for a moment, in the deeper sense, if we long for something more than what we think of as happiness, it's a good thing that none of us has that magic wand. In other words, it's a good thing we can't just wish away the hardship and suffering of life, for ourselves or for anyone else, any other being, people of all kinds, all places, animals, other beings. Would we ever really turn to the Eternal for help if life was just easy? Would we ever go deeply enough within our own spiritual inner resources to find that which is not disturbed in the midst of pain and sorrow? Would we ever find our real eternal birthright would we ever come to know that it's Kanzeon's job to be Kanzeon, not ours. If you think about it, if someone did have that magic wand and could wave it around and really believed in what they were doing, they'd be the most pitiable person around. Because that person would be going around being God in their own head all the time. And when we're doing that, we're very, very blind to the eternal. Furthermore, would we ever find that in fact we are always being looked after? If we didn't have to reach with our faith, stretch, really get in there and meditate when things were really difficult, and hit that place again and again where nothing matters, where we see external things are not the true reality, where we know the light of the Buddha nature shines even in the deepest, most anguished darkness, and can be accessed if we really wish to do so. When I look back on my own life and my own training, I see again and again it's in the darkest times that I have come to know that I in fact am safe in the hand of the eternal. Whereas when things have been going very well, or supposedly very well in the external sense, smoothly, without difficulties, I always have that sense, and it's a very realistic sense, this rug could be pulled out from me, under me at any moment. If we put our faith in externals, one thing we can be completely sure of is that externals will let us down. If we put our faith in the eternal, one thing we can be completely sure of is the eternal will never let us down. So a time when a lot of karma is coming due is a good time for training. It's a good time to be alive. And if we die in the process, it's a good time to die. I think in our recent experience in this temple, we all feel that we have been deeply blessed and that we have been looked after by the love of the eternal, by the love of man, in a difficult and a wonderful time. When we recite the Avalokiteshvara scripture, we recite a long list of disastrous things that can happen to people. And with each item, the scripture is saying, and if you find yourself in these circumstances, and you truly turn to Kanzeon, turn to the compassion of the eternal for help, and sincerely ask for help, you will find you are helped. No one asks to be saved from heaven. So when things are really difficult, we know we need help. And every time we sincerely ask for help, that asking itself opens the doors so that the help can flow. It's not for any lack of willingness from the help end. It just does not force itself upon us. But it's always there.